Hi, this is Karen and welcome to Torch Pod. I'd like to apologise firstly by saying that this episode is a few days late. Unfortunately, I had the flu, so this is the only day that I've been well enough where I'd be able to do a podcast without coughing everywhere. So it's the flu season again in the UK, so I'm feeling a bit better now, so I'm ready to do my podcast. Okay, this is episode one of Torch Pod. Now, this morning I had the honour of being asked to participate in a really fun podcast that's run by Paul and Seb, and their address for their podcast, which is a Torchwood podcast, is www.thewhocast.com. That's right, thewhocast.com. And I'm the last caller on their show today, and I was asked what I thought about episodes 1 and 2 of Torchwood. I was a little bit nervous because I hadn't prepared anything, but I think it was fun, and it was really nice to talk to the guys because their podcast is very well known in the Doctor Who and probably soon to be Torchwood podcasts all over the world. So hats off to them because they do a fabulous job. I've been listening to all of us called The Who Cast, and they've, now that Doctor Who's not really on the air at the moment in the UK, they're doing a Torchwood one. And in the Doctor Who one, they've had over 10,000 listeners regularly every week. Mainly the listeners that they do have are from the UK, obviously, the USA, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and lots of other little countries, lots of fans in Asia, so they're doing really well. Over 10,000 people per week listen to their podcast, so it's an extreme honour to be invited onto their podcast show. And yes, if you want to find out any more information about that, it's www.thewhocast.com, and I'm the last guest on that show, and it will be episode 22, I think, or 23. And it'll be out online either today or the 29th of October. So listen out for that one. It was a really good show. We had lots of fan reviews from around the world about episodes 1 and 2 of Torchwood. So don't listen to the podcast if you haven't watched Torchwood on TV yet. But if you have, I'm sure you'll think that it was a really good review show, and I'm really looking forward to hearing their second Torchwood podcast. My Torchwood podcast is a little different in that I'm trying to appeal to the lady fans. So if there's any female fans out there that would like to give me some feedback on Torchpod, maybe you haven't seen the series yet because you don't live in the UK, or maybe you're not seen it yet, I will try and find out dates where it will be shown in different countries like Canada, US, and Australia, New Zealand. But at the moment, it's we only know about Series 1. We don't know if there's going to be Series 2, but I think it's really popular. It really rated highly in the first and second episode, and we have the third episode coming up this Sunday at 10 o'clock. So I'm pretty sure that they will make at least another series, but there's no official word on that yet, so you'll have to stay tuned. Anyway, I'll just give you a little reminder now about where you can download this podcast from. You can download it from iTunes, and by saying that, if you just go to your iTunes software and go to the iTunes store and type in Torchwood or even Torchpod, you will only find two podcasts there, mine called Torchpod and also the Doctor Who Paul and Seb Torchwood podcast. So luckily, we're the first two podcasts on iTunes, and we've been receiving a really good response to both of our podcasts. I've had over 250 listeners to the teaser of my Torchwood podcast, so I'm really rapt about that. I thought I might only have about 5 listeners out there, but it seems that I've been proven wrong on that. So thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you're enjoying episode 1. So here's the addresses that you need. Okay, iTunes, as I said. Also, you can subscribe to the feed at http://torchpod.podomatic.com. And if you want any more information about the Torchwood Torchpod, You can also find it on the MySpace player at myspace.com/KarenWilsonPodcast, and the episodes will be updated there regularly. Okay, and also, find a little feedback email address for you. If you'd like to communicate with me, I don't mind if you're a female or a male. This podcast is aimed at the ladies, but I'm not going to be discriminating. I just thought that it was, you know, high time that a woman had a point of view about Doctor Who and Torchwood. And so hopefully this is appealing to some of the lady fans out there who think that the guys may be a little bit too technical with their reviews and opinions about Doctor Who and Torchwood. So hopefully this is appealing to some female fans out there, but male fans are very welcome to listen to my podcast as well. So here's the feedback address. It's torchpod@yahoo.com. That's torchpod@yahoo.com. And I'm looking forward to receiving some feedback or some comments about the show and what you might like to see. I don't want to go into too much about what happened in series 1 and episode 1 and 2 because some people still haven't seen it, even on the rerun. And I understand that it's being shown again on a rerun, BBC 3 on certain nights, really late in the night after midnight. And also on BBC 3 I discovered that they've got a Torchwood declassified series, which is a three-parter, and it goes for 15 to 20 minutes each episode. It's like a behind the scenes and an interview story. A declassified episode 1 has already been on and it will be repeated. And if you want to catch up with Torchwood, this Sunday night episode 3 is episode 3 on BBC 3 at 10 o'clock. 73's in there. And you can catch it on reruns on that channel as well in the UK. And also, if you'd like to see episode 1 and 2, you can catch that on BBC 2 Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. I don't know why this Sunday episode is on at 10 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock like it was last week. It is only one episode, so I don't really understand why they've moved it to 10 o'clock, but you can set it up if you've got Sky Plus and do the series link, which I find really helpful, and I record the program and rewatch it several times to catch up with things that I might have missed the first time. About episodes 1 and 2, I'm not going to go into too much detail. I thought episode 1 was really good insight into the characters of the Torchwood Institute. I really liked the Captain Jack character. I think he was very charismatic and he was very mysterious. I really liked two scenes in the first episode, which I thought were quite good. Actually, three scenes. The first scene was when Torchwood arrive at a police scene in an alley. I don't want to say too much about it in case you want to, you know, really watch it and you mistakenly listening to this podcast, even though I've told you that there's spoilers. So I really like when Torchwood turned up on the police scene and the police were like, "Well, who's that? That's Torchwood. Who are they? They're special operations type thing." I thought that was quite good, and the scene that followed shortly after that. And I also like the scene where Captain Jack's character takes Gwen in the secret lift and they come out to the surface of near the Millennium Dome in Cardiff where the story takes place, and she makes a remark and he says, "Well, that's typically Welsh, that is. I show you something fantastic and you have to, you know, put it down," sort of thing. I thought that was really good. And also in episode 1 where she's asking him about what Torchwood does and she says, "Oh, so you catch aliens, you're an alien catcher." I thought that was quite funny. And I really like the Welsh accent, so I think it gives a little bit different to the story. You find out a little bit about what Torchwood's about. You find out that there's been a Torchwood 1, and that was based during the World War. You find out that that was based in London. So Torchwood's been established for a very long time. It hasn't really said what year this is taking place, so I don't know if it's supposed to be in the future or if it's supposed to be now. So I haven't quite gotten to that yet, but I mean, I don't really think that's really that important at this stage. So I'm looking forward to episode 3. But in episode 2, I think that was my favourite out of the first two episodes. The reason being is, as I said on the Torchwood WhoCast, I thought the story was quite good. I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but who knew that there would ever be an alien that was a sex gas that fed off orgasmic energy? I thought it was quite a unique storyline. I've never heard that before in a science fiction program, so I thought that was really good. And I thought the actress that played the character of Karis was very good as well. I don't really know her name or anything about her, but I just thought she acted really well, and I thought the whole episode of 1 and 2 come together, and you find out how Gwen becomes involved in Torchwood, which is really good. I thought episode 1, just going back just a little bit, was a little bit of a scary scene. So obviously this show is not aimed at children. It's for definitely over 16s. It's for a mature audience. I know a lot of kids will be disappointed that they can't watch Torchwood, but unfortunately this is an adult drama, and when the cat comes out with Sarah Jane Smith, then I think that's something that the kids will be able to watch. So at the moment, Torchwood's for mummy and daddies only. There's just too much going on that makes it adult orientated, and kids would ask too many questions, and there's a little bit of a lesbian scene in episode 2, which is really, I thought was a great scene. I'm not going to go into too much, but I was a bit shocked to see it on a BBC channel, so you know, really trying to deal with things that are happening. So I thought that was essential to the story as well. I thought it was a really good episode. So I'm going to give episode 1 a 4 out of 5. The reason I'm not giving it a 5 is because I think 5 is a bit too high of a rating, and I'm going to give episode 2 4.5. The reason I give it that is because it gave a little bit more insight into what Torchwood is about, and I really like the storyline with the alien sex gas storyline, so I thought that was quite good and very unique. So I thought that was really good. So that's a 4.5 from me out of 5 on that one. Really looking forward to episode 3, and once again, I'll give you the addresses to download. You can go to torchwood.podomatic.com, and you can subscribe to the RSS feed from there. And you can also subscribe using iTunes. If you just type in Torchwood or Torchpod, it will come up with my little Torchwood tribute podcast. And also there is a Yahoo group that I've created called Torchpod. If you go to yahoogroups.com and type in, find a group and click on Torchwood or Torchpod, it will come up. It's only been established in the last few days, so it's probably about on page 2 if you're searching for it. Someone registered the Torchwood address last year, so I wasn't quick enough to get that. But I'm sure you'll find it if you go to yahoogroups.com and click on Torchpod or type in the address Torchpod or Torchwood. Okay, now I'm going to wrap things up. I just want to say thank you very much for listening. I had a little bit of a technical hitch with this first recording, and I lost everything, and it was a complete disaster. So I've lost all the information that I actually talked about in episode 1 of this podcast. So I was trying to remember everything that I'd said in the first episode, but hopefully episode 2 will be out around about the 6th of November, and I look forward to episode 2, and I hope that you enjoyed this, and that you will subscribe, and you can also catch this on MySpace at myspace.com/KarenWilsonPodcast. Okay, thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you in episode 2 on the 6th of November. Thanks for listening, and please take care.